Well, we've been all around the world on the programme this morning. Our last stop on our international travels is in China, where the Taoiseach is continuing his visit. Our correspondent Angus Cox is reporting from Beijing and he's on the line now. Angus, what has been on Micheál Martin's agenda on day two of this trip?
Well, Audrey, this morning the Taoiseach held talks with the head of the National People's Congress. That's Zhao Leji. He's the third highest ranking member of the Chinese Communist Party after the President and the Prime Minister. And Micheál Martin said during that meeting he pressed for the reopening of the Chinese market to Irish beef and raised issues around tariffs on EU dairy products. Yesterday, the Taoiseach, he also had an audience with the President, Xi Jinping, where most of those trade issues were discussed as well. And that's been a big part of this visit, pushing on the economic and the trade front. And as we speak, Micheál Martin, he's receiving a military welcome at Beijing's Great Hall, where I am now, just beside Tiananmen Square. And then he'll meet with the Prime Minister, Li Qiang. So a packed agenda for the day, Audrey.
And meeting everyone from the President all the way down.
Yeah, very much so. The access has been quite good. After the meeting with the Chinese Prime Minister, the Taoiseach will have met with the three highest ranking officials in the Chinese Communist Party during this 4-day trip. And the last time a sitting Taoiseach met with the Chinese President was more than 20 years ago when Bertie Ahern was in the role. So China is rolling out the red carpet for this visit, with the Irish delegation getting unprecedented access. Local media in Beijing are reporting China may be placing such importance on this visit because it sees Ireland as a potential bridge to ease growing trade tensions between China and the EU. And of course, Ireland will hold the EU presidency later this year, so maybe that's a factor there too. The Taoiseach spoke with the Irish press pool a short time ago about all of this, and here was his take.
Issues have emerged in terms of rare earth minerals, in terms of EVs, in terms of agricultural products, and we've experienced that. So the articulation yesterday was one that Europe should and China should engage with a view to trying to resolve it within a broader framework. And yes, Ireland will always be constructive on trading matters. We've always been in the school within the European Union that has favoured open trade.
Angus, there have been close links between universities, between Ireland and China, but they have prompted security worries, and that was raised with the Taoiseach. What did he have to say about that?
Yes, Audrey, this is relevant because Micheál Martin addressed an education event organised by Enterprise Ireland here in Beijing today. It was attended by representatives from colleges in Ireland as well as from China. And the emphasis on cooperation on the education front on this trip, it's notable because only last month the Sunday Times was reporting that the Irish Military Intelligence Service had briefed university leaders in Ireland, warning about the risks associated with Chinese engagement in sensitive areas of research that could be then applied for a military use. Micheál Martin, though, he maintains there is no security risk, and here's some of more of what he had to say on the matter.
Universities have been involved for quite a long time with universities in China, and the undergraduate programs don't in any shape or form have any security risks attached to them, particularly the joint colleges that I referenced and the joint programs. I mean, basically they involve many of universities coming to China to lecture and so on like that. And the arrangements are, from a practical point of view, are of benefit, financially and otherwise, to the Irish universities.
And that's the Taoiseach Micheál Martin talking there to our correspondent Angus Cox. Angus, thank you very much indeed. Angus is live in Beijing. It's 6 minutes to 9.